at RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live, comments and share, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Still tuned to RRE World Service Voice of Indonesia on Vionis.id, the application RRE Digital, and also the, how do we call it, the channel, Really in it. And you just listen to Begitu Indah by Padi. And of course there are a lot of beautiful things in Indonesia. One of them is West Sumatra. On a normal days, you can find a lot of beauties, but aren't we curious during the Eid or even the homecoming? Usually there will be a lot of Indonesians coming there, especially the ones whose hometown is in West Sumatra. And to find out what kind of special things that we can find during the Eid or even during the homecoming, let's talk with the marketing division of the West Sumatra Tourism Office with Fiftinia Okta Kusni. Good afternoon, Fiftinia.
Good afternoon, thank you for having me here on Voice of Indonesia.
So I'm honored. Yeah, so I believe this isn't your first time talking with us, right?
Yeah, this is my second time. Thank you so much for having me here.
Okay. Actually, because this is your first time, this was my first time going to West Sumatra last year. It was amazing. Seriously,
okay.
It was amazing, especially the food.
Happy you have such experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I would like to know if people coming from abroad, usually what are they are seeking in West Sumatra?
Yeah, for West Sumatra is not only famous for its natural beauty, but also the culture itself is very unique. We have very unique culture, and also we have. As you mentioned, delicious cuisine, of course. Yeah, the main reason for tourists come to West Sumatra is for these three reasons: the natural beauty, the culture, and also the cuisine.
Okay, and because we are going to talk about this in the context of the nearing the homecoming and also during the Eid al-Fitr, is there any special events that people can find during the upcoming Eid al-Fitr this year?
Okay, of course we have several interesting events, especially held by the regencies and cities in West Sumatra. For example, in Pariaman Regency, they will have Piyaman Barayu Festival, which takes place from April 1st to April 7th along the seaside of Pariaman Regency. Here, the visitor can enjoy traditional dances, live music, performance, and creative arts, folk games, and also delicious local food. And not to mention, in other cities like Bukittinggi is one of the famous tourism destinations. They will perform traditional dance and live music at Panorama Park and Benteng Fort De Kok from April 2 to April 6. So and there are so many more actually. And for the latest update. For tips and information on the event and expressions, we hope you follow us on Instagram at dispatchprofsumbar. It is a great way to stay connected and get informed what events will be held in West Sumatra during this holiday.
And talking about this holiday, usually so many places in Indonesia will be packed by the homecoming people. The road will be jammed, a lot of people, and also the occupation rate of the hotel will be full. So my question is, what about the foreign tourists? Are they still coming to West Sumatra during this very period?
Eid al-Fitri holiday is the peak season in West Sumatra. Many Minangkabau diaspora from over, not only from Indonesia, but also from foreign countries, because Minangkabau are famous with the diaspora from all over the world. So, you are right that there will be traffic jam and so forth. It will be crowded in West Sumatra during this peak season. But we hope that we can accommodate this. We have several good hotels and accommodations that we are sure that we can accommodate everyone here. And but make sure that you already book your accommodation maybe 1 week or maybe 2 weeks before coming to West Sumatra.
Okay, so preparation will make it perfect to have a vacation in West Sumatra. But actually, my question is not only about Indonesians in Indonesia or even abroad, but I was talking about foreigners, literal foreigners.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what about them?
Yeah, we have actually the foreigner, the trend of foreigner today in West Sumatra is still Mentawai. They want to visit the Mentawai Island, and I think for Mentawai, it's still, it's not really as crowded as maybe in the mainland of West Sumatra. So, but if they have the foreign tourists come, yeah, we have that they can enjoy also maybe the festive, and maybe they can make the plan to visit West Sumatra of. Couple weeks before they're coming, so they, I think, yeah, they will get different atmosphere if they visit West Sumatra during this season.
And according to the West Sumatra Tourism Office, during this year, not only this year, maybe 2024, 2023, especially after the COVID-19, do the foreign tourists still coming during the Eid or even during the homecoming, as we know that the schedule will be packed by a lot of people?
To be honest, we have slightly dictate on the coming of foreigner or foreign tourists or international tourists, but as I mentioned before, for Mentawai Island is still high. So for the international tourists, Mentawai Island is our top destination. But for the mainland tourism, the international tourists is not as many as in Mentawai. But we have some several, but not too many.
Because people may be looking for a less crowded place, and I believe, honestly, if we Google Mentawai, and people who are listening to this broadcast right now really need to Google Mentawai, and you can see, it's self-explanatory. yeah, of course. But besides Mentawai, of course, West Sumatra have, I can say, a million of potential. And what are the strategies being implemented by the West Sumatra Tourism Office to make sure that people from abroad are coming to West Sumatra?
Okay, today we have, collaborate with flights, with airlines such as Air Asia, and also from the recently opened route is from Padang to Singapore, and so I think this a new era, maybe a new this is a good step for West Sumatra to open up itself to wider audience, not only targeting the domestic tourists, but also for international tourists. And we have, for example, last year we collaborate with Air Asia. We invite some influencers from Malaysia and also several journalists to experience, to have their personal experience in West Sumatra and make a good report about West Sumatra.
And if we are still talking about the foreign tourists, usually where they are from, is it Malaysia, Australia, or even other countries?
Excuse me?
So, mostly the foreign tourists who come to West Sumatra, where are they from?
From Malaysia, well, Singapore, Philippines, and also Australia for surfing. Australia, and there are still several countries, but the top origin is Singapore, Malaysia, Brunei, and also Australia.
So at least our neighbors in Southeast Asia, including Australia, knows and likes the West Sumatra. But can I be a little bit, quote-unquote, personal with you, 15 years? During this homecoming period, I believe that you are, during the Eid event, you are going to go back to your family. But is it in West Sumatra?
Yeah, usually us during this, my family is in West Sumatra, but usually we don't go anywhere because, you know, maybe we provide more space and time for the people, for those who want to enjoy West Sumatra, because we can enjoy it any day, yeah, all year. So this is their turn to enjoy West Sumatra, I think.
But if you want like to recommend one place that is not mainstream, that people is yet to know about it, but it is very important so that people know about this very, very spot or even activity, even food, what will you recommend?
Okay, if you like trying paragliding, for example, I recommend there will be an event on April 6th in Kapujan village in Pesisir Selatan. And we also have several village tourism like in Danau di Atas and Danau di Bawah in Solok Regency. So maybe people know about Maninjau Lake and Singkara Lake, but not many people know about Danau di Atas and Danau di Bawah. It's very beautiful, So I recommend you to, and at least visit it, not too crowded, I think, there.
Okay, and if you can explain to us Danau di Atas and Danau di Bawah, what can we find in there?
These are like the nature. The nature is still compare it, it's like a puncak in Bogor. We have tea plantation there, so you can enjoy the scenery and also the fresh air and cool weather. Yeah, and you can also do glamping or. Some tourism spots there offer outdoor activities for glamping.
Okay, so you can go glamping and maybe do some healings because you do not want to meet a lot of people during your vacation, of course.
If you need a little escape from the crowd.
If you need a little escape from the crowd, make sure to go to Danau di Atas and also Danau di Bawah. And for more information, you can also follow the social media of the West Sumatra Tourism Office. Could you please tell us again the accounts that people need to follow? Yes.
Yeah, we can follow our Instagram at disparprofsumbar.
Disparprofsumbar. And maybe they also can just Google the West Sumatra Tourism Office space Instagram. I tried that and I found that the same account.
Yeah.
So make sure to follow that for getting more information, especially about the events, right? They should never miss the event. Okay, Fifteenia, thank you very much for joining us in
this. It's my pleasure.
Short chit-chat, but I wish that you will have your own vacation, just like you said, you want to give them space, but you deserve the same one.
Okay, I will try to have my own. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Fifteenia. Alright, listener, that is the marketing division of the West Sumatra Tourism Office, Fifteenia Oktagusni, and as we know that there will be a lot of events coming up next week, a lot of good events that you shouldn't miss, and a little bit tips that you got to make sure to book the hotels, book all the itinerary 2 weeks or maybe 1 week before your departure, and make sure to follow the account of the West Sumatra Tourism Office, and make sure to once again buy the ticket and go to West Sumatra.
Kesal dengan sikapmu yang selalu bertanya mana perhatianku. Mungkin kau tak pernah apa yang ku lakukan di setiap pengorbananku. Selalu jadi yang kau mau, menjaga di setiap saat. Tapi kau tak melihatnya.
Caribbean with cuek or indifferent. I believe that if you are indifferent to a lot of places in so many other countries, I don't believe that you can be indifferent to the places in Indonesia, because we have literally a million places for you to visit. So from West Sumatra, I come with other recommendations for the upcoming Idul Fitri. So there are so many places in Indonesia that will be crowded, or let's say, let's use a rather more positive wording. It is people's favorite during the Idul Fitri. So from edit.co.id, apparently there are some places number one for the people across Greater Jakarta. This is a weekly place for them, but we didn't know they always come to this place every week, but it's never not crowded. AKA, there is some special thing in here, and it's called Puncak Bogor. In Puncak, you can find agrotourism, like the, how do we call it, the plantation, like Tewok, and then the safari park, and a thing that they included in this recommendation is that the traffic in Puncak Bogor is quote-unquote part of the tradition, so you should also enjoy it. It's part of the tradition. And then based in Puncak Bogor, people also go to Yogyakarta. It's self-explanatory. They have Candi Prambanan or Prambanan Temple, the Yogyakarta Palace, the Malioboro, and of course this is a place for people to find good foods in Indonesia. And of course on number 3, Bali. Do I really need to explain about Bali? So let's move on to number 4. We have Bandung. Bandung, for Indonesians, we have the nickname for it, which is Kota Kembang or the City of Flower. But honestly, for so many years I went to Bandung, I didn't find any flower in there. But instead, I find a lot of, I would not use the word ancient, but rather, how do we call it? Vintage buildings, yeah, vintage buildings, and also so many cafes, so many creativity of the local youths. And by the way, if I have to go back to Yogyakarta and Bandung, Yogyakarta and Bandung are the two cities that will leave a lot of impression for students who are studying from other places. Studying in Jakarta, there is no history. In Depok, there is no history. In Bali, even there is no history, but a lot of students said to have history in Yogyakarta and Bandung, which means these two cities are must visit ones. So, still talking about Bandung, in Bandung itself, they have a lot of things coming from the up on the mountain to the factory outlets and also so-called aesthetics cafes. And then, in Jakarta, we have the Taman Mini Indonesia Indah, or the beautiful Indonesia theme park, and then the Ancol theme park if you needed more adrenaline during your homecoming or even the Eid vacation. I almost a little bit forget about the word. And then I have two more. It is still from the area.co.id, and then we have Lombok, which is a neighbor from Bali. People say this is the alternative for you, and they have also good beaches like Pantai Senggigi, and then there is the Gili Trawangan that has underwater beauty. And the last one, I believe, let me revise my statement a little bit. I said that only Yogyakarta and Bandung that has a lot of history for people who are studying in Indonesia, but there is also Malang and its neighbor city Batu, located in East Java. They have a lot of top destinations like the Transportation Museum, and then the Batu Night Spectacular that is always crowded by a lot of people from across the country. So let me make it clear for you. If they said that there is a cold part in Malang, it's not in Malang, it's in the neighbor city. It's called Batu. But this city always have something to give you, whether you are traveling alone or maybe traveling with your beloved ones. And for you, who is still waiting for company to travel across Indonesia, my recommendation is just to order the ticket, book the ticket, buy the ticket to Bogor, Yogyakarta, Bali, Bandung, Jakarta, Lombok, or even Malang, and bring anyone that might want to go with you, or maybe you just need to go alone. And for the single people, here is a song by Tulus entitled Teman Hidup.
Atas gundah, dia yang selama ini ku nanti. Pembawa seduh, pemanja rasa, dia yang selalu ada untukku. Di dekatnya, aku lebih tenang. Bersamanya, jalan lebih terang. Tetaplah bersamaku, jadi teman hidupku. Berdua kita hadapi dunia. Kau milikku, milikmu. Kita satukan tuju. Bersama arungi derasnya waktu. Kau milikku, ku milikmu. Kau milikku, ku milikmu.
And of course, course, talking about Indonesia, it's not only about the tourism, but also the culture. After this, a story about Tari Topeng by the next generation.
Tidakkahnya aku lebih tenang bersamanya. Jalan lebih terang, tetaplah bersamaku, jadi teman hidupku. Berdua kita hadapi dunia, kau milikku, milikmu, kita satukan tujuh, bersama arungi derasnya waktu. Bila di depan nanti banyak cobaan untuk kisah cinta kita, jangan cepat menyerah. Kau punya aku, ku punya kamu, selamanya akan begitu. Bersamaku, jadi teman hidupku. Berdua kita hadapi dunia, kau milikku, milikmu, kita satukan tujuh, bersama arungi daratnya waktu. Kau milikku, milikmu.
Kau jiwa yang selalu aku puja.
Voice of Indonesia.
Topeng Kelana sendiri mempunyai karakter atau gambaran.
Kelana masks itself as a character of image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence and selfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but here we live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit, ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins, although her age doesn't stay the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kadang bisa aja ya.
Well, other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not the direct descendant of Nisuji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity.
Ada kegiatannya.
Ya, kita ketawa, Pak. Ketawa, oke, itu.
How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya, ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve this. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other mass dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except for I'm here. He is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan Mastans, he has to develop Palimanan Mastans, not other towns. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list.
What is it for, right? Dari lainnya, saya coret. Buat apa gitu loh?
Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Fanny Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just wants to dance just like her friends.
Mungkin kan waktu kecil mah males gitu, masih maunya main.
Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play and play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice.
Terus mami latihan sama mama sama teman-teman juga.
As an heir and the next generation of the math dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Math dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how math dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today.
Ya, karena ingin melestarikan kebudayaan.
Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan math dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it, so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
No!
Well, thank you very much for people who has been joining us on Arisnet channel. Remember that the Voice of Indonesia is still in here on Vionista Radio and also the application RA Digital. Don't forget to follow our social media accounts at Reward Service, I mean the Voice of Indonesia, and then the Instagram and TikTok VOI_official. And of course, if you want to listen again to the VOI talk, you can check our YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Steve, thank you very much for listening and stay tuned on Radio World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRNN.
Once upon a time, the angels took birth here. In the legend of Tutumenten, nine angels descended from the heaven to a pond. They took a bath in a pond belonging to Mamanua, a young pony. Mamanua fell in love. One of the angels, Lumaludu, became his wife. From the fated two worlds, a child was born. But one day, Mamanua made a mistake that forced Lumaludu to return to heaven. The angel said, should their child want to meet her, Mamanua must bring the child across the forest, river, and mountain with the sun guiding their craft. Lumaludu will be waiting at the end of the journey. Then Mamanua and his child took the journey until the small family was reunited in the castle of the angels. The legend of the Tutumenten ended happily ever after. And it was the story of the most beautiful place that the angels stayed, Likupang. One hour away from Manado, this coastal city left a strong impression on first-timers. The people are slow living here. Nobody is in a rush. Everybody follows their own beat. And of course, the majestic landscape. Find the warm and embracing sunrise at Larata Hill, where the light reveals the beauty of North Minahasa.
hidden behind the hills and lines of trees are the beautiful beaches of Likupang. The fresh air, the clear sky, the white sand, and the pristine water. No one can deny its temptation. Pulisan Beach is a must-see spot in Likupang. It welcomes both the calm with the trees and the adventurers with boats, taking them to some hidden gems around Pulisan. In the darkening and yet golden sky, it is not the depth of its beauty. The sunset in Likupang will show you its final glory once more before the night falls. That's the beauty of Likupang. Away from noises, anxiety, and deadlines. But believe me, it's always close to your heart. Come to Likupang. Come to your true home. Listener, here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia's Ministry of Industry called on domestic companies in the manufacturing industry to submit reports on the amount of greenhouse gas emissions they generate to the National Industrial Information System.
head of the Ministry's Industrial Services Policy Standardization Agency, Andi Rizaldi, stated that the approach is important to help Indonesia contribute to the achievement of the net zero emission target. He affirmed that this system can also be utilized to support the formulation of more effective data-based policies, such as those related to carbon trading, the procurement of eco-friendly goods and services, and the implementation of green industry standards. Cooperative Minister Budi Aristiadi emphasized the importance of adhering to the principles of transparency, accountability and professionalism in managing cooperatives to be established under the Red and White Village Cooperatives Program. To this end, Setiadi advocated applying good governance based on strong regulations while ensuring the involvement of locals and the use of digital technology in supervising the operations of these cooperatives. The minister then affirmed that all of these steps align with the President Prabowo Subianto's objective of designating Red and White Village cooperatives as catalysts to stimulate rural economies and accelerate the development of rural regions. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Agar kau mengerti, oh, oh, oh. Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listeners, next up is a song from Southeast Sulawesi province called Tanah Wario. The song Tanah Wario was composed by Laode Imaduddin. The title of the song Tanah Wario is taken from Wario, a district in Baobab City, Bhutan Island. Tanah Wario is also a nickname for Bhutan Island. The lyrics of the song Tanah Wario tell the story of the Wario region with its abundant natural wealth. By developing the potential of the region, prosperity is expected to increase in Wario. This song also reminds the younger generation about Tanah Wario, the land of inheritance. This is contained in the lyrics Tanah Wario Lape Lapea in Kita Dadi Mangura, which means the land of Wario is a legacy for the younger generation. Okay, listeners, here is the song Tanah Wario, sung by Rosna Johnny H. Happy listening.